December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items. While supplies last.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Sounds like the start of a mad video on the internet.
Well, this one time, I was playing football in the park, and I got to go to the Liverpool. Right, this is one of the best podcasts I've ever been on.
Too fishy.
Too fishy. I know, that's the tough thing about being a lesbian.
Hi guys, welcome to Life's a Pitch with me, Lucy Quinn, and Rucha Littlejohn. And today we've got a really special episode. We're joined with two of the biggest badasses around. We've got Meatball Molly and Paddy the Baddy. Guys, thank you so much for being here today.
I'm well sorry. Done.
What do you mean?
She's coming up, you're ready.
I know.
You're getting it after you.
I actually do think that we're going to get well to go through the episode without getting beaten the out of today.
Right, I've got an idea. Can we go into this before we start? We're going to come up after your fight. And yous will take us for like, but just batters in a cage.
Well, see come, what happens. When's pre-season? What are yous doing in July?
When are you beating me up?
Because I'm well, we're fighting on July 27th.
Yeah.
So yous can come and we can go out and have a party after and then do the fighting.
I think right. I am in pre-season.
Season?
Pre-season.
Okay, I'll be there.
I'll be there. If we have fitness testing in and around that week, that would be even better if you could just beat me to an absolute pulp and then I wouldn't have to do the testing.
So I know that the men's footy is on pre-season, so I'm guessing yous are.
Yeah, think we are. I don't really know. I just turn up when they tell me to, really. Yeah.
Same. You like it? Three lesbians in a ring, barring each other. People are like, yes.
I'll be getting it on OnlyFans.
Sounds like the start of a mad video on the internet. Yeah.
Right, back to the script.
We are supposed to be like a football-ish podcast, but we just chat about anything. But obviously, you two are like massive football fans. So, like, tell us a bit about how you got into football and without dribbling your drink everywhere.
Well, this one time, I was playing football in the park, and I got to go to Liverpool.
Oh, is that what happened?
That was it.
Is that
really?
That
was literally it.
Wow. Wait, do you kick me if you're left-handed?
Right.
You're right.
God.
Are you like full? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad.
I know.
Do you want us to leave?
I know. Right. Shall we go for a drink after this?
Just go.
And Rush right-handed and right-footed me, like.
I'm just useless. I don't really know why I'm here or what I play. But
and she's vegan.
And I'm
what?
You're not.
When did that happen?
Vegan.
You're not.
Are you pescatarian?
Yeah. Oh, still snide. Yeah. Still proper
snide. I'd still beat the shit out of you.
Whatever.
Me mate Cooper would love you. We'll eat a sea bass and cod. I mean, it's rough.
I'm more of a salmon girl, but...
He makes Cajun sea bass like four nights a week.
Cajun sea bass?
Can we get involved in that?
With
what?
He cooks it when I... He got me to have some a couple of months ago. I was like...
Was it not nice?
Just... Oh, lad. Too fishy.
I know. That's a tough thing about being a lesbian.
I know.
Oh, when are you doing that?
No wonder you're a pescatarian then. No,
it's not my fault.
I was born this way.
Yeah, it's not a choice, it's a fate. So what about you? How did you get into football and just...
Just bred into us, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Just one of them. Like, whole families, Liverpool fans. Like, some people's families are like split and they have half Liverpool. My whole family's Liverpool fans, so...
It's like religion.
Yeah, basically.
Just happens.
Yeah. Just happens.
Just happens. Born into it. And then...
Yeah. So what yous are split, yous have got half Everton, half Liverpool. See, that's like mine.
Are yous Rangers? No, we're all green.
Do I look like a Rangers fan?
No, is your sister a Rangers fan?
No.
Player. You and your family, did anyone play for them?
Roosh?
Is it as bad as me?
Three games.
Is it as bad as me? I play Liverpool.
What do you mean? Yeah, it's alright. Look, we've got to do in this life. Do you know what I mean?
It's not as bad as Celtic Rangers, like.
No,
in there. Celtic
But you wore your Celtic shirt underneath in all three of those appearances.
And I said the Hail Mary before the game, so it's alright. Yeah, it's fine.
Did you go to confession after?
I did, yeah. For being a lesbian.
Wonder how many times lesbians gonna get sent today.
I'll have a shot every time.
Yeah. Pride Month. Lucy gets a smack every time.
It is mad. The little rainbows flying out. Woo!
So let's talk about Jurgen Klopp.
He's going to be crying again. He's shed tears on the way in.
Have you come to terms with it yet or no?
Yeah, we've come to terms with it. Like, it's one of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Sad though.
Very.
And what do you think of the new guy?
All the stuff I've read up about him, like, he looks good, you know what I mean? The best thing that I've noticed, he's had the best defensive record in the Dutch league the past 3 years on the bounce. Mm-hmm. And last season, that was something was bad for us, conceding first and conceding stupid goals late on. And hopefully if he comes in with that sort of defensive record and does the same with us, we could still be challenging for the league next season.
Yeah. Do you think it will take a bit of time? Maybe for the team.
It could be, you know what I mean? It could take a bit of time. You never know. We could fall apart. That's the thing with football. We could. You never know.
Optimistic.
But he's not Roy Hodgson, so I don't think we're going to fall apart. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I think I'm hoping it's going to be like the Shankly-Paisley transition.
Right.
Because Jürgen is our Shankly. He's my generation Shankly.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this slot comes in. And he slots right in and does like what Paisley did and comes in and wins Sophie's straight away first season.
I mean, the way that they have set up and the way the club has set up, then obviously I think it should be all right. It's not like, I don't know, like a Chelsea or a Man U that have just been all over the place.
Now Michael Edwards is back as well, like running signings, and I think that'll play a part as well because he gets some bargains in.
Yeah, decent. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And what about you, Mo? Were you happy that Everton, well, not, it was a turbulent season, but...
No, they had a brilliant season.
Well,
they beat Liverpool. That's all that matters.
They
could have got relegated and they still would have said it was a good season because they beat us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it could have been a lot worse and all the off-the-pitch stuff. So obviously, were you relieved of how Everton went in the end?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our group chats were just... It was just really hard. You know what I mean? Every day was like, oh. But, we managed to... Well, we've got to this point where we'll pay the rent next week. Like, I don't know. Like, we've got to sell serious players and get serious
Is that
money.
True? Something got sent round the other day saying that the whole squad's up for sale, basically.
Lad, if we don't sell a certain amount of money for financial fair play, it's like administration and everything's coming for us. So I've just had to take a bit of a step back and I'll just go with the game and I don't care about it when I'm not there anymore. Because I'd go the match, ruin my life, and then come in the gym.
No, same, yeah. That was like...
And he'd just come for me. But
towards the back end of the season, that's what it was like for me.
Yeah.
Like, when after going United away when they lost in the FA Cup, the way we lost, that was just disgusting.
Mm.
And then after hammering them all game, same again, when I went to United away when we drew with them. And then Palace at home, I was at that. Atlanta at home, I was at that. And it was just like, what is happening here? Like, why have we fell apart? You know what I mean? It was the maddest end of a season ever. But I knew how Everton fans felt. You know what I mean? It was rough.
It's rough, lads, isn't it? It's just rough, you know, waking up. Just, I think the best thing Evertonians have is faith, right? Because we honestly believe every Saturday morning that we're going to win a match.
I always say to her, most Everton thing ever, you've won two games in a row and then you'll get beat by Luton or something. And I said that after they beat us, didn't you? And I was like, you've won two in a row, you've got to lose your next game. You've won again, didn't you?
I think we've done five or six.
So I mean, you've won like four on the bounce.
We won more games in 3 weeks than I think we had in like 3 years.
Mad. They won like five games on the bounce.
It's because Dyche wore the trackie.
Did he? See, I don't think we'd get on. He's too strict for me. He's got a lot of rules in that. And I'm like...
Yeah, my mate used to play under him.
You can't tell me what I'm wearing.
My mate used to play under him and said he's a bad.
Is he?
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
He's very strict.
My mate used to play under him at Burnley. He said my mate, when he first joined Burnley, turned up in like a car.
Yeah.
And when he like walked in and that, he was like, yeah, you don't come back in that car. That's like too much of a. And he had a Range Rover. He's like, too big. Get a not as good car.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I used to have that when I had my Ford Fiesta.
Yeah.
They were like, you just lost your head now. Too big time. I said, I know.
Yeah. Ford Fiesta.
our producer, who obviously plans everything, because we're not allowed to be in charge of asking the questions.
Why is that?
Because we're
definitely
both, she's not allowed to do anything. She can barely read the script, so I'm left with doing all the work.
Is that why you send me voice notes and not typing, because you can't read?
Yeah. Keep it simple like that.
Oh, is that funny?
I don't read so good.
She always gives me a phone. She's like, oh, what time's the next podcast? And I'm like, this says 10 on Friday. So she's, we love her though, we won't change her. We wanted to know about how the night out with Jürgen and all that came about, and was it good crack or?
Yeah. It was unbelievable. That's what you dream of when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the amount of messages I got the next few days about, just like, oh my God, and like people sending me the picture, it was just like, wow.
So all the things that you've achieved in your career, you think that was the biggest flex going on
the
night out?
All I've ever said on like podcasts and like when I've been asked, and they're like, oh, do you reckon you'd ever like, who'd you ever meet? Do you reckon you'd be starstruck? And I always say, no one. The only person I'd meet who could have me starstruck would be Jürgen Klopp. And it happened.
Do you know what I mean? When I was at Villa, when Stevie G was there, Stevie G came in, and I like grew up, he was my favourite footballer growing up.
Yeah.
Then he went to my Rangers, shocking. Anyway,
I've never actually met Gerard either.
Oh, I'm like that. Like, I'm just
would
like,
he be a hero to you?
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Without Captain Fantastic, mate.
He's got presents or something, but he's just like,
rest in bitch face.
Yeah, because I remember you telling me about this, and you're obviously, she's never speechless or fussed by anyone. And I remember you just being like, Stevie J.
Yeah.
So that was a big
Stevie
one
G.
for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. I asked him for his sperm, though. I was like, look, sperm donor, bro. God, we'll see what happens.
He didn't say anything.
No.
Security came in.
Get it the fuck away from me.
With that, with Jürgen, it was just so surreal. Because I was getting off. We were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking out. Me, dad and me mate, we were walking out. And on the way out, he was coming in. And he pointed at me.
Oh, he recognised you. That's the biggest thing.
No, that's what I mean. Like, he pointed at me and I went... There was no one behind me. I was like, me? And I'll never forget, he went, the machine, and walked over to me, give me a hug, and that was like, oh my God. And then I said to him, oh lad, we're just getting off. He's like, no, you're not, you're coming with us. I put his arm around me and dragged me in. Like, yeah, this is Alan.
Yeah, he just walked in like,
That's cool, that's pretty cool.
Spoke to most of the players that night as well, know what I mean? Big shout out to Joe Gomez, come over and was like, oh, watch the vlogs, lad, keep them coming. Like, yes, lad. Sick.
That's nice. That is sick.
Yeah.
Who would be, other than Stevie G, who would be your, like, oh, yeah, class, I've seen Life's a Pitch. Who was, like, your dream person?
Molly McCann.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
What?
Have you seen any of these before?
I've seen a few. You made
the Lion is?
No. You've seen on Instagram, Roosh talking about her pubes and stuff. Is that what it is? Yeah.
No, I've seen, like...
She's lying.
No, I haven't.
Anyway,
I'm not lying, because I always thought you've had such... Me and you very similar in our own words. But we've got muscles.
Yeah.
Freckles.
Yeah.
Irish connection.
Yeah.
Like coffee.
Like fish.
Yeah, can't hold a relationship, dar. Yeah.
2 months deep.
Have you got any cats or dogs yet?
No, but we have moved in together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
First thing we did on second date.
Was it?
No, no. One other thing I wanted to chat about is we're currently in our off season.
How's that going?
Well, we're eating absolutely everything in sight.
I can't tell. I know when we eat everything in sight.
Me and him, our faces go.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
The other night. When we watched the first episode of the programme, our programme, I was watching and Laura just looked at me and went, wow, you can tell they've lost some weight there, can't you? I mean, we watched it, I was like, I didn't even think I was fat then either.
Yeah, but you see it back.
I'm about 4 kilo different and it's all from my face.
Yeah, I'm about 6 kilo different or something. I look fat.
Do you ever get fat camp when you come back from...
No, but fatter, these is putting 2 kilo.
I
balloon. But I think it's not the food. Well, it's a bit of the food, it's the drink.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what can you do about it? It's a tough life.
For me...
Eat and I drink here.
The drinks is Coca-Cola, because that's got that many calories.
And Guinness. What do you drink?
Cherry Coke's the best drink ever made.
Soft drink, alcohol.
Alcohol.
Cider. I'm a cider head and a wine. I like wine.
Cider.
I can't drink vodka because that's not good for me. No, gin. I used to be a crier on gin, but not anymore.
I'm a crier on gin.
With pints, all my mates love a pint. Some of my mates go out on a Friday and come home on a Monday morning. Know what I mean? And they'll drink pints most of the way through it. I just don't after one, I don't like the taste of it. Where my mates can just drink them, it gets bitter to me.
Yeah.
I tried the Guinness with you, didn't I? And that was.
I still come to this at Larry's pub, Poke Mahomes in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. I was there actually a few weeks ago.
Oh, thanks for texting me.
Well, it was.
You can't even moan about the gin there.
I know.
Literally, my gaff.
Oh, sorry. Well, I didn't know that, did I? And obviously, I'm not going to text you, hey, fancy coming to beat the shit out of me. So,
long time no see, Mark. Yeah. I'm in Liverpool. Come and say hello.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're like this story. This is years ago, 6 or 7 years, when we've just crossed paths with football before. We were both in the gym, the Fitness First in Birmingham.
Oh my God, they took it on pads, didn't
they? And we did, they had a boxing room. So as a joke, I'm let's go do the pads.
I was getting her to do kicks, and she could well you. I had Frieda on, Meg Sargent.
Yeah,
you did,
right. Yeah.
You're quite powerful, I'd say, though.
Yeah,
she's got a big...
Big bum.
Big booty. Was she a cycle? When on the pitch, were you tapped? You were.
Were you? I don't think I ever played against...
I played a match the other week at Goodison for charity. I went through everyone.
Did you?
I had them baby mini shin pads. Yeah, ones. Yeah. My legs... I've got to wear shinies all the time in the MMA now because they're in bits still.
You do that all the time anyway. Just take people out sometimes.
I have a sharp pull.
Yeah.
I'm not fast, you know what I mean? So I'm just always hanging off the back of people.
Come back. So close.
That's the one thing though, MMA, see the way you use kick? That freaks me out.
Oh my God, it freaks me out.
Do you not ever think my shin's going to go here?
Yeah.
See that
up his ankle?
Yeah, I've actually had...
Kicking someone else?
Yeah, I had three ankle surgeries in one. My interior ligaments, my outer ligaments and my MC, something in the middle. I had to get all three of them done at once. I've actually got an artificial ligament in my foot now.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it in the first round and carried on fighting. They said, if I wouldn't have carried on fighting, I might have still had the ligament there, but when I carried on fighting, the ligament just snapped and disappeared.
No, but when you was at Birmingham, I'm sure you all watched me when fight in the UFC. I broke my orbital.
Face was...
I'm playing for opposite teams there, in fact, though, weren't you? Birmingham Villa.
Well, yeah.
I was at Birmingham, no. I'm a snake, man.
Yeah,
I just
spit
everywhere. Where's the money?
Yeah.
Where money goes, Rusia flows.
There's no loyalty. It's not even that. It's just every team you go to, you get kicked out for doing something stupid.
Do you?
No.
Just put your red card. You can give it to anything. A red card.
Any of them.
You see Lucy's on. Lucy's a broker.
You see, that doesn't even look like...
That doesn't look like Adrius.
So not even them.
That doesn't look like Adrius.
Look at this one, honestly. I was so...
She's giving me what's the beard out of Beasties. Shirley.
Out of bad girls.
Moosha's a man like Shirley.
When they first got this out, I had to go home and veep my arms. Yeah. I was honestly embarrassed.
They're not your arms, are they?
Yeah, they are.
They're
the tits as well, lads.
Messing, loose messing.
I like our pictures. Anyway, yeah. Would you like to give a red card or
can be pescatarians?
Yeah, they are annoying.
Yeah, they are.
You're not a pesky at all.
No.
No red flag there.
No. Any other red cards?
Yeah, Bobby Green. He's a.
That's his opponent.
Nah, he picked that's my opponent. I wear red shorts when I fight, but where he's ranked, he gets to pick what colour shorts first, and he picked red. And I think he's done it on purpose just to be a.
Just to row you.
Yeah, but.
Good to see that it hasn't
me the
yeah.
He's shook.
No, he's shook.
But, I've always wanted to wear orange shorts though, haven't I? You know what I mean? I used to wear orange shorts before I went to the UFC, so I need a pair of orange shorts.
Right.
Dana, sort them out,
lad. We need a pair of orange shorts, lad. I'll say I'm Dutch if I have to.
I'd also like a pair.
Johan Piblet.
Yeah, Johan Pimley.
Obviously, you're both massive Scousers, but...
This isn't a quiz, is it?
It's a bit of a quiz.
Oh, for sake.
We've got everything in Liverpool.
A bit on quizzes, even if it's a joke.
Well, no, it's not really. They're quiz questions, to be fair. Like, I didn't know some of the answers. But you guys should, because you're, like, super fans, no? We'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Give it a bash.
I'll try.
To be fair, the worse it goes, the better for us, really.
Oh, yeah.
No, so they're basically saying the more we make a of ourselves, the better it is for them.
The better the views that we get. Yeah.
So I wouldn't know anything. I don't know any Celtic questions either, so it's fine. You know the songs, that's all you need to know.
Let's just give it a go. Let's give it a go. We'll do some questions, we'll make a tip of ourselves. Right, so apparently we're starting off easy. So, a club's all-time goal scorer and a bonus point for how many? Both of you. So we have the answer.
Dixie Dean.
She's flying.
And how many goals, just for a bonus point?
118.
Oh, no. Wait.
Well, more than that. He's got 60 in one season.
Those lads, I don't know. I wasn't alive then.
I'm sure it's Ian Rush.
It is Ian Rush. You are
like
right.
Like 486 or
That's
something.
That's closer. Do you want to know? Like, will you guess it? You won't guess it, Sean.
540 something. Nah, was it less?
So that's 346, which is actually mental.
Yeah.
And then Dixie Dean was 383.
Apologies.
No, I mean, you both got, so that's one point.
Yeah, memory of.
Yeah. Right, so how many top division league titles has your club won?
19.
So is it like 13 or something?
Well, I'm not going to know.
Are we nine? Am I nine? 13? Oh.
No.
Nine?
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks for the advice.
Hi. Okay.
I was ungood at this.
But who is the current women's team manager for both your teams? And for bonus point, where did they finish in the WSL? I don't even know this. And we play women's football.
Mine's the Dutch, no, the Danish man.
What's his name? We're not going to accept point for a Danish man. A little bit too brief.
No, we brought all of Scotland.
Isn't Liverpool's a former player?
Matt Beard. No one's telling me Canafi. Yeah,
no, I'll be honest, I wouldn't have got that. So
yeah,
I wouldn't know that. I think
is
I know.
He a player? Did he play?
I know the captain.
No, but he won the league. Yeah.
Proper Scouser.
Yeah, I know who the captain is. That's about it.
He won the league with his second.
The second division, though, innit?
No, the second league. It's the second year of the women's WSL, innit?
Yeah, he won.
And I haven't got a clue where they come in the league either. I think they're like fifth
or sixth.
It was fourth.
They were.
Really,
I think we were like seventh.
Didn't they get promoted last season?
No,
they did not.
When was it? Two, three seasons ago?
I don't really pay attention.
No,
have you got the name of your guy or no?
Can you give me the first letter?
His would be
Brian.
Yeah, and the second one is S.
No, but a mate with his wife.
Sorry, right. He'll accept a point for his wife's name.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Begins with. Leave me alone. I'm sweating.
Right, it's. It's Sorensen, Brian Sorensen. I'd probably not.
Have they got the same names?
Yeah.
You've got the same names.
They're both called Brian. Okay, question four. Who is your club's record signing? This is the men, obviously. And for a bonus point, how much did they cost?
Right, our old one used to be Lukaku. It's not
more,
is it?
Not anymore.
Can you just tell me what season?
I think ours is Van Dijk.
No, it's not. I was surprised at Liverpool.
Don't tell me Nunes. It was Rondon.
No.
It's not Nunes.
It is Nunes. For how much? It wasn't. It's quite a lot.
was it like 80, 87?
Yeah, 85. You're 85. Very good at this. 85. You need to get out more. No, okay, what is the capacity of each of your home stadiums?
Lars has just went up.
That's true.
I don't know numbers, but...
Roughly, we'll just go roughly.
Yeah, Lars 58 now.
No, it says it's higher than that, so I don't know if that's with the improvement.
Yeah, that will be with the improvement then.
Yeah. It's only a bit more.
63.
Yeah, close. It's 61. 61. And 276, because those 76 people are f***ing important. Mm-hmm. And we wanted them in the ground.
So yeah. We need to start putting down them fans. I hated the way the away fans are riled here at Anfield.
Yeah, they get them riled
exactly.
up.
Exactly, they should be
riled
at the top, like where Newcastle put you and all the other teams put you, know what I mean? Yeah. Barca put you riled in the gods.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Anything.
That's ruthless there at the new campus.
The new camp's horrible. They put you can hardly see. It's like watching ants.
I had vertigo.
People say that. They've got like
the stairs. Yeah, the stairs
so
are like that as
people
well.
People have to ask to change their tickets and they're like, no, sorry. And they're like, ill.
Yeah, I just sat there
swaying at that.
The ales didn't
all
help.
Of the teams do that though, only they all put the away fans high. We're just
daft.
Yeah.
You're too nice.
Yeah, far too nice.
So Goodison Park, have you got any ideas or not really?
39,721.
Great. It is actually 39,572. It's almost like you looked at the answer. It's almost like you peered around.
What are you lying for?
Oh, unfortunately, you didn't represent the girls very well. And the winner, 3-2.
Oh, just because I forgot Brian's last name.
So you're both prepping for big fights on the 27th. You can get a link for the tickets in the description of this video. Thank you so much for coming down. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
I had a laugh.
This is one of the best podcasts I've ever been on.
This is what everyone says, honestly.
Like, I've been on the Faint Cotton one, High Performance, but this
is
out of this world.
It's just...
That was funny, that, like.
Green card of the week.
Green card.
Green card.
I could do that.
Isn't that a yellow card? No? Green card.
Well, you're welcome back anytime. We're going to come up and see you at some point. And you can take us for a session, beat the crap out of Rusha, whatever. but yeah, good luck and thanks for coming down. Rusha, anything?
Thanks. Remember, like, subscribe and leave comments. Thank you.
Rusha's a nap.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.